Inflation is receding faster than the Federal Reserve predicted. I'm Novosavo with the Marketplace Minute. The Fed closely watches the Commerce Department's inflation gauge. Today, it showed the smallest annual rate of increase since April 2021, 3%. That's not far from the Fed's target inflation rate. At current trajectory, inflation will have come down more by year's end than what the central bank was predicting just 2 months ago. Claims for unemployment benefits hit a milestone as well. Continuing claims rose to their highest level in 2 years. 1.9 million people were collecting benefits. All of this data could convince Fed officials to keep interest rates steady at their next meeting in 2 weeks. Today, New York Fed Chief John Williams said rate hikes are likely done. Ford says the autoworker strike cost it more than $1.5 billion. The new labor agreement, which includes hefty pay increases, will cost nearly $9 billion. Yesterday, GM said its strike losses totaled about $1 billion. I'm Novosavo with the Marketplace Minute.